Hello, I'm Sharon, and this is episode 3 of my podcast, Bipolar Conscious. Today I'm going to talk to you about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. About 15 years ago, I was homeless and I was not dealing with my mental health very well, and I had a social worker. I remember going for a walk with her one day, and she sat me on a bench and showed me the psychological theory of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It's in a diagram of a triangle, and that triangle has 5 levels to it. Maslow's hierarchy of needs is a motivational theory in psychology comprising a 5-tier model of human needs, often depicted as hierarchical levels within a pyramid. From the bottom of the hierarchy upwards, the needs are psychological, so that's on the bottom level, which is food and clothing. Then we go up to safety, job security. Then we go up to love and belonging needs, friendship in other words. Then we go up to esteem, and on the top level is self-actualization. Needs lower down in the hierarchy must be satisfied before individuals can attend to needs higher up. The 5-stage model can be divided into deficiency needs and growth needs. The first 4 levels are often referred to as deficiency needs, and the top level is known as growth or being needs. Deficiency needs arise due to deprivation and are said to motivate people when they are unmet. Also, the motivation to fulfil such needs will become stronger the longer the duration they are denied. For example, the longer a person goes without food, the more hungry they will become. Maslow, in 1943, initially stated that individuals must satisfy lower level deficit needs before progressing on to meet higher level growth needs. However, he later clarified that satisfaction of needs is not an all or none phenomenon, admitting that his earlier statements may have given false impression that a need needs to be satisfied 100% before the next need emerges. So you don't have to complete the one need to move up to the next need. When a deficit has been more or less satisfied, it will go away and our activities become habitually directed towards meeting the next set of needs that we have yet to satisfy. These then become our salient needs. However, growth needs continue and be felt and may even become stronger once they have been engaged. Growth needs do not stem from a lack of something, but rather from the desire to grow as a person. Once these growth needs have been reasonably satisfied, one may be able to reach the highest level called self-actualization. Every person is capable and has the desire to move up the hierarchy toward a level of self-actualization. Unfortunately, progress is often disrupted by a failure to meet the lower level needs. Life experiences, including divorce, a job loss, may cause an individual to fluctuate between levels of hierarchy. Therefore, not everyone will move through the hierarchy in a unidirectional manner, but may move back and forth with the different types of needs. Maslow in 1943 and 1954 stated that people are motivated to achieve certain needs and that some needs take precedence over others. Our most basic needs for physical survival, and this will be the first thing that motivates our behaviour. Once that level is fulfilled, the next level up is motivated, and so on. So we've got the first level, which is psychological needs. These are biological requirements for human survival, which is air, food, drink, shelter, clothing, warmth, sex, and sleep. If these needs are not satisfied, the human body cannot function optimally. Maslow considered psychological needs the most important, as all the other needs become secondary until these are met. Then next we have the safety needs. Once an individual's psychological needs are satisfied, the needs for security and becoming salient People want to experience order, predictability, and control in their lives. These needs can be fulfilled by family and society. For example, schools, business, medical care, the police. For example, emotional security, financial security, employment and social welfare, law and order, freedom from fear, social stability, property and health and well-being, safety against accidents and injury. Then we go up to the next level, which is love and belongingness needs. After psychological and safety needs have been fulfilled, the third level of human needs is social and involves feelings of belongingness. The need for interpersonal relationships motivates behaviour. Examples include friendship, intimacy, trust and acceptance, receiving and giving love, affiliating, being part of a group, family, friends, work, community. Esteem needs is the next level, on the fourth level in Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which Maslow classified in two categories. Esteem for oneself, dignity, achievement, mastery, independence, and the desire for reputation or respect from others, status and prestige. Maslow indicated that the need for respect or reputation is the most important for children and adolescents and precedes real self-esteem or dignity. Then we're reaching the top level, which is self-actualization needs, and they are the highest level in Maslow's hierarchy and refer to the realization of a person's potential, self-fulfillment, seeking growth and peak experiences. Maslow in 1943 describes this level as the desire to accomplish everything that one can, to become the most one can be. Individuals may perceive or focus on this need very specifically. For example, one individual may have a strong desire to become an ideal parent. In another, the desire may be expressed economically, academically, athletically. For others, it may be expressed creatively in paintings, pictures, and inventions. It is quite true that man lives by bread alone when there is no bread. But what happens to man's desire when there is plenty of bread and his belly is filled? At once, another and higher needs emerge, and these rather than physiological hungers dominate the organism. And when these in turn are satisfied, again new and still higher needs emerge, and so on. This is what is meant. This is what we mean by saying that the basic human needs are organized into a hierarchy of relative prepotency. Maslow continued to refine his theory based on the concept of a hierarchy of needs over several decades. In 1943, 1962, and 1987. Regarding the structure of his hierarchy, Maslow in 1987 proposed that the order of the hierarchy is not nearly as rigid as he may have implied in his earlier description. Maslow noted that the order of needs might be flexible based on external circumstances or individual differences. For example, he notes that for some individuals, the need for self-esteem is more important than the need for love. For others, the need for creative fulfillment may supersede even the more basic needs. Maslow also pointed out that most behaviour is multi-motivated and noted that any behaviour tends to be determined by several or all of the basic needs simultaneously rather than only one of them. So a summary of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Human beings are motivated by a hierarchy of needs. Needs are organised in a hierarchy of prepotency in which more basic needs must be more or less met rather than all or none prior to high needs. The order of needs is not rigid but instead may be flexible based on external circumstances or individual differences. Most behaviour is multi-motivated, that is, simultaneously determined by more or one basic need. Okay, now that's an outline. Just talking about self-actualization here. Instead of focusing on psychopathology and what goes wrong with people, Maslow formulated a more positive account of human behavior when focused on what goes right. He was interested in human potential and how we feel that potential. Psychologist Abraham Maslow stated that human motivation is based on people seeking fulfillment and change through personal growth. Self-actualized people are those who are fulfilled doing all they were capable of. The growth of self-actualization, Maslow said in 1962, refers to the need for personal growth and discovery that is present throughout a person's life. For Maslow, a person is always becoming and never remains static in these terms. In self-actualization, a person comes to find a meaning that is important to them. As each individual is unique, the motivation for self-actualization leads people in different directions. For some people, self-actualization can be achieved through creating works of art or literature, for others through sport, in the classroom, or in a corporate setting. Maslow believed self-actualization could be measured through the concept of peak experiences. This occurs when a person experiences the world totally for what it is, and there are feelings of euphoria, joy, and wonder. It is important to note that self-actualization is a continual process of becoming rather than a perfect state once reaches of a happy ever after. Maslow offers a great description here of self-actualization. Although we all are theoretically capable of self-actualizing, most of us will not do so, or only to a limited degree. Maslow estimated that only 2% of people would reach the state of self-actualization. He was especially interested in the characteristics of people whom he considered to have achieved their potential as individuals. By studying 18 people he considered to be self-actualized, including Abraham Lincoln and Albert Einstein, Maslow identified 15 characteristics of the self-actualized person. And those characteristics are: they perceive reality efficiently and can tolerate uncertainty. They accept themselves and others for what they are. They are spontaneous in thought and action. Problem-centered and not self-centered. Unusual sense of humour. They are able to look at life objectively. Are highly creative. Resistant to enculturation and not purposely unconventional. Concerned for the welfare of humanity. Capable of deep appreciation of basic life experience. Establishing deep, satisfying interpersonal relationships with a few people. Peak experiences. A need for privacy. Democratic attitudes. And strong moral, ethical standards. Now, behaviour leading to self-actualization are these, and that's experiencing life like a child, which I certainly do, with absorption and concentration, trying new things instead of sticking to the same paths, which we talked about yesterday in the 5 ways to well-being, listening to your own feelings in evaluating experiences instead of the voice of tradition, authority and majority. Avoiding pretense, game-playing and being honest, which I think is good for all of us. Being prepared to be unpopular if your views do not coincide with the vast majority. That's certainly me. Taking responsibility and working hard. Trying to identify your defences and having the courage to give them up. These characteristics of self-actualisers and the behaviours leading to self-actualisation are shown in the list above. Which I've read to you. Although people can achieve self-actualization in their own unique way, they tend to share certain characteristics. However, self-actualization is a matter of degree. There are no perfect human beings. It's not necessary to display all 15 characteristics to become self-actualized, And not only self-actualized people will display them. Maslow did not equate self-actualization with perfection. Self-actualization merely involves reaching one's potential. Thus, someone can be silly, wasteful, vain, and impolite and still self-actualize. Less than 2% of the population achieve self-actualization. There we are. So, I've really enjoyed reading that to you. And I feel that at times with my bipolar, I'm up and I'm reaching nearly at self-actualization. I'm showing all the characteristics. But then I will take a turn and I will become low and I don't feed myself properly. I don't sleep properly, going right back down to the bottom level. I'm on a constant yo-yo of being from the bottom level to the top level, back to the bottom level. But the important thing is that I'm always trying to reach self-actualization. That's given me hope. Right from the day my social worker showed me the diagram, and please Google Maslow's hierarchy of needs to see this diagram. It's interesting and it's good to stick on your wall and remind yourself of where your needs aren't being met. Okay, tomorrow I think I'm going to tell you some stories about myself, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Today is the 14th of January. And it's about 10 o'clock in the morning here. What a lovely way to start my day, making my third podcast. Thank you for listening, and hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.